Hi everyone, I'm Gary Lewis and welcome to the Geo Podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about Earth system science and, more importantly, what are the cycles that we should be looking at when we are trying to understand our Earth from a systems perspective. The bottom line here is understanding that the Earth is a huge system that could be split into about five major parts, and that anything that takes place in one part can have a ripple effect into the other four parts. But what are the parts? So the five Earth systems that we can break our planet down into are the geosphere, the hydrosphere, the cryosphere, the atmosphere, and the biosphere. So let's talk about each of those in turn. The geosphere encompasses the solid Earth, including the core, the mantle, and the crust. It includes all of the rocks and minerals and the landforms that make up the planet's surface. The geosphere also includes all of the geological processes that take place with those rocks. So not only the rock formation, sedimentary, igneous and metamorphic, but weathering and erosion, deposition and so on. The second is the hydrosphere, and that involves all the water on the Earth, in the oceans, lakes, seas, rivers and underground aquifers. And it obviously includes all of the processes, evaporation, condensation, precipitation, and so on. Third section, the cryosphere, is included in the hydrosphere, but I think it deserves a category of its own. It includes the glaciers, the ice caps, the ice sheets, sea ice, snow cover, and permafrost. It is the frozen water that is found on our planet. The fourth sphere is the atmosphere, so it's that layer of gases that surround the Earth, and it contains a mixture of a whole pile of gases, but mostly nitrogen, oxygen and carbon dioxide with water vapor and traces of the other gases. Not only is the atmosphere critical for us to be able to have air to breathe, but it also protects us from a lot of the radiation that is bombarding our planet from the sun. Movement within the atmosphere is what gives us our weather, and over a long period of time, the average of all that weather is what we refer to as climate. The fifth sphere is the biosphere, and that refers to that part of the Earth where life exists, and it encompasses all living organisms, plants, animals, microorganisms, and the way that they interact together. Interestingly, the biosphere can occur in the atmosphere, in bodies of water, on the surface of rocks, and even underground. What is important to understand here is that these systems are not independent, but they are tightly interconnected. Changes that take place in one of these spheres have profound impacts on the others. A great example of this is taking rocks that were laid down millions of years ago, bringing them to the surface, burning them because they contained huge amounts of carbon, so using them as fuel, then releasing the carbon in the form of carbon dioxide up into the atmosphere, which then affects how much radiation is absorbed in our atmosphere, heating the Earth, creating changes to weather, and over time, the average of that changes to climate. So we have moved from the geosphere through to the atmosphere, with living creatures, humans in this case, being the factor that has taken material from the geosphere and placed it into the atmosphere. But that's just one dramatic example. We can look at a whole pile of other things. For example, plate tectonics, which is the theory that tells us how the Earth's rocks are moving around the surface, the process of plate tectonics creates ocean basins. So the hydrosphere changes in its shape and form because of the movement of continents and the formation of oceans due to plate tectonics. And a final example is when the Earth first started to form and its atmosphere, there was very little oxygen both in the atmosphere and dissolved in the oceans. Then we had the evolution of ocean organisms that could photosynthesize, so take carbon dioxide dissolved in the ocean and release oxygen. In the process of doing so, any iron that was dissolved in the ocean attached itself to the oxygen, became, if you like, rust, and fell to the ocean floor, forming a mineral deposit that we now see as a banded iron formation. So we've got the atmosphere, the hydrosphere, the biosphere, and the geosphere all interacting in one huge Earth system. There are many more examples, but that's all I will cover in this episode. But if you're interested in learning more about Earth science, then why not come and check us out at geoetc.com. That's geoetc.com. But for now... Hey, but wait, just quickly. If you're really interested in coming in the field with me to see things geologic around the globe, why not join one of our field adventures? You can find them on geoetc.com. We go to Hawaii, we go to Iceland, we go to Italy, we go to Australia, we do New Zealand, we do the UK. Come with us and learn about Earth science together. So come check us out. Bye for now.